This is a different sermon, different type of sermon. I'm going to preach the whole sermon in the first person. My text is that verse we read in Matthew 10:39, "He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." I am not the most miserable person in the world, but after I pray, the most miserable person in the world is going to be the one speaking. So, would you pray with me? Father, I ask that please you use the message tonight in a special way. And Lord, I pray that please you would help us apply the truth to our lives. Lord, for all that you want to do here in this place and through each person. Please, in Jesus' name, amen. I am the most miserable person in the world. I'm only interested in anything as it relates to me. I am miserable because my whole world revolves around me. This is how I think. You see, if you treat me well, I'll treat you well. If you treat me well and you treat everyone else poorly, then I'll think you're a good person. Because I judge everyone based on how they treat me. If you treat me poorly, but you treat everybody else well, then I don't think you're a good person. I don't judge you based on how you treat people in general, but rather, I judge you on how you treat me. Everything I do concerns me and how everyone treats me. Nothing hinges on your honesty. I will judge you strictly on how you treat me. You may be dishonest, but if you treat me well and you're honest with me, you're a good person. You may have no integrity. You may have no character, but if you treat me well, I think you're great. You may be lazy. You may not have any diligence or punctuality. But if you treat me well, then I think you're a good person. I don't judge you by your character or your discipline. I decide what type of a person you are by how you treat me. You can treat everyone else well and mishandle me or make a mistake with me, and I'll decide you're a jerk. I don't really care how you treat anybody else. I only care how you treat me because I am the most miserable person in the world. If someone else's child is mistreated, that doesn't matter to me as long as my child is treated well. If by my opinion you mistreat my child, then everyone involved becomes a criminal and I'll side with my child against the authority. If the youth director, he doesn't, mistreats all the other teenagers in the church, but he's good to my child, then I like him. If he mistreats my child, but he's good to all the others, then that determines he's a crook. The only thing I care about and what controls my opinions is how you treat me and mine. I judge every situation as it concerns me and mine. I am the most miserable person in the world because I only care about things as they relate to me. And that's not all. I reserve the right to change my opinion of you. You're on trial with me every day because I am the most miserable person in the world. I will judge what I think of you every night before I go to bed. And my opinion can change in a moment if I get irritated because I am the most miserable person in the world. I'm not going to decide once and for all what I think about you. I am not interested in loving, lasting relationships. I only care about me, and therefore I'll judge every day what I think about you. You are constantly on trial with me because I am the most miserable person in the world. My wife is constantly on trial. I'll decide every day what I think about her. My husband is constantly on trial. I decide every day what I think about Him. I am the most miserable person in the world because I am only concerned about how you treat me. Every authority figure in the life of my child is on trial. Every Sunday school teacher is on trial. Every bus worker is on trial. Every teacher is on trial with me because I am the most miserable person in the world. You could treat my child properly for years, but if you make one mistake, you've had it with me and I'm out of here. My pastor is on trial with me every day. He can treat me right for years. But if I feel he has mistreated me or there's a misunderstanding, I'm out of here. And I'll go to another church until that pastor offends me. And then I'll leave that church because I am the most miserable person in the world. I judge him every day on how he treats me that day. I am the most miserable person in the world. As a matter of fact, I believe the pastor is preaching at me right now. If you doubt that, look at me while he's preaching. I'm not getting anything out of this sermon because he's embarrassing me in front of the whole church. You heard him. Sunday night he called me out in front of the whole church. Now that's happening in my mind, and I realize that, and that's not really happening, but that's what I'm going to tell everybody. He stood me up in the service and preached against me the whole time. Anytime I'm convicted, I always take it as an attack from the pastor because I'm so selfish. I am the most miserable person in the world. Everything is built around me getting what I need. My husband, you better give me what I need or I'll leave you for somebody else. Wife, you better give me what I need or I'll leave you for somebody else. Mom and dad, you better give me what I need or I'll run away because I am the most miserable person, and I don't care about others getting what they need. I'm only concerned about me and my needs and whether they're being met or not. That's why when I pray, I only pray about myself and my needs. I'm not concerned about God taking care of you. I'm concerned about God taking care of me. I don't care if we're a New Testament Baptist church or not. I care if I'm getting what I need. I don't care how many people we've seen saved. I don't care how many poor people we reach. I know Jesus said, call the poor, but I don't care about that. I don't care how many lives have been changed. I care about me getting what I need because I am the most miserable person in the world. I don't care about the bus kids. Look, what have you done for me lately? All you did was bring people to church. All you did was bring a visitor to church. Where's my award? Where's my basket? Where's my Bible? I am the most miserable person in the world. I'm not concerned whether this church is built on the Bible and preaches the Bible. All I want is what I need. That's all I want. I am the most miserable person in the world. And it is also what I think I need that matters. What I think I need. That's what's most important. I don't care if the pastor thinks I need something. I decide what I need. I don't care if a Sunday school teacher thinks my child needs a certain thing. I'll decide what my child needs. They better do things the way I think they ought to be done around here. I am the most miserable person in the entire world because I'm thinking only of me. I, me, my, mine, ours. That's all I'm thinking about. Because I am the most miserable person in the world. I don't truly love, I trade. You treat me well, I treat you well. You mistreat me, I'll mistreat you. If you mistreat me enough, I'll hate you. It doesn't matter that God commands me to love you. I only love you if you treat me well. I will like you based on how you affect my senses. Listen closely. If you look pretty, act pretty, smell pretty, I'll lust you. Because everything is based on how you make me feel. You see, I'm the most miserable person in the entire world. I'm never happy unless you treat me right. I'm the most important person in the world, and every emotion I feel is based upon how I'm being treated. Every Bible verse is for me too when I read the Bible. I can read Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. That means if I have a merry heart, that it'll do me good like a medicine. Now, I've heard pastors say that it means it does others good like a medicine. So try to be a cheer to other people and try to encourage other people. But I don't believe that. I read the Bible as it appeals to me. I apply it to me, and I think that means I need someone to make me happy. I don't use humor to encourage others or help others smile. I live to make me happy. When I read Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I know pastor says that means my need is to serve others. But that God can give me opportunities to help others and be a blessing. But I believe that verse means God will meet my needs. I know that. But I'm miserable. You see, I'm a gossip. I'm a talebearer. I talk from church to church because I'm never happy. Of course, there's no soul winning or standards or godly music or buses where I go, but I don't care about that because I'm the most miserable person in the world. I judge a church based on whether I enjoy the service or not. Not whether the Bible was preached, not whether the Holy Spirit was moving. I judge it, did I like the church service or not? You see, when I read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I know what pastor says. He says that verse means I can find grace to help others in the time of need. But I think that means for me to find grace in my time of need. You see, I'm not interested in helping others. I'm not interested in someone else's needs. I don't pray for others. I'm interested in my needs being met because I am the most miserable person in the world. I look out for number one. I mean, after all, that's what the world is. I look out for me. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Let me guess. I'll bet the pastor says that means I'm supposed to have a vision for others. I'll bet the pastor says that I'm supposed to help others do what God saved them to do. That I'm supposed to help others see what God wants to use them to do. But I don't care about others. I don't care if others perish or not, as long as I get my way. I believe that Bible verse is teaching me to have a vision for myself and my own dreams, because I am the most miserable person in the world. I'm only interested in my dreams, my plans, my future, my longings. I am the sole authority of what takes place in this church. On this property, in this city, in this country, I judge everything as it relates to me. If I enjoy the music here in our church, then it's good. I don't care if it helps others. I want to enjoy it. I must be pleased or I quit. I am the most miserable person in the world because I've never learned that joy comes from being unselfish. I've never learned that joy comes from thinking about others and caring about others. I know what the poem says. Let me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be. Help me to live for others that I may live like thee. But I rewrote the song. I rewrote the poem. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be. Let me always take from others and others give to me. I rewrote it because I am the most miserable person in the world. You see, that's why I'm miserable. That's why those I run with are miserable also. I migrate to people that are like I am because I attract what I am. My crowd and the people I run with, we formed the MBA, the Miserable Baptist Association. If the teacher asks my daughter to put away her cell phone, and she doesn't do it, and then the principal asks her, and she doesn't do it, and then a police officer asks her, and then she has to be pulled out of the classroom, I'll get the police officer fired. I'll turn it into a racial issue and plant the seeds of anarchy and rebellion. You know why? Because I am the most miserable person in the world. My kid better never get kicked off any sports team around here. or I'm out of here. My kid better never be corrected in Sunday school. You see, I always assume that the authorities are for everyone's children except mine. Oh, they didn't do that because that's the pastor's child. You see, I know that. I know that. You see, if I'm rich, I'll think you're against the poor kids, and if I'm poor, I'll think you're against the rich kids. Doesn't matter. Everybody's the enemy because I am the most miserable person in the world. I always assume the worst. I give no one the benefit of the doubt. I don't have to be rational. I don't have to make any sense. I just have to have my way. If you enforce the rules with me, I will automatically believe that you're turning me into a scapegoat. I don't care about justice for everyone. And that everyone is treated fairly, I only care about me, you see, because I am the most miserable person in the world. You see, I can't control my kid at home, but if they come to church and get corrected, then as far as I'm concerned, I'm being attacked. The pastor is good or bad based on how he treats me and mine. The Sunday school teacher is good or bad based on how he treats me and mine. You see, my friends are only good based on how they treat me. Those are the type of relationships I have. My wife is good or bad based on how she treats me. My husband is good or bad based on how he treats me. All I live for is my needs being met. Every relationship I have is based on my needs being met, and that's why I'm so miserable. I am miserable. I'm going to find happiness even if I have to kill to get it. You see, I want to be happy. My goal in life is my own personal happiness. What do I feel? What do I get? I know we looked at Ecclesiastes. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, therefore I hated life. I know the end of Ecclesiastes says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. I know what it says. But Solomon got to prove that living for pleasure and sex and money, that doesn't bring happiness, and I want to prove it too. I don't have 700 wives, but I'm working at it. I'm on my 10th marriage because I am so miserable. By the way, every divorce was always their fault. I am miserable. And by the way, that brings me to my last point. This isn't my fault either. It's not my fault I'm miserable. It's my parents' fault. It's the preacher's fault I'm so miserable. It's God's fault that I'm so miserable. It's my boss's fault. It's my teacher's fault. My misery is everyone else's fault but mine. My government food stamps aren't enough. My handouts and entitlements aren't enough. That's why I'm so miserable, because all I live for is me. I've been looking for happiness my whole life. I've tried everything, and I'm miserable. I've never learned that you don't seek happiness. I've never learned that happiness finds you when you forget yourself. I've never learned what joy stands for. J-O-Y is Jesus, others, and yourself last. I've never learned that. I've never learned that. Instead of losing myself in lifting the fallen, trying to be an encouragement to someone, winning the lost, cheering the sad, mending the brokenhearted, all I do is focus on me. I've never in my life lost myself in serving others. I have never learned that you don't care what other people think about your clothes or how you're treated when you're losing your life in serving and helping others. I've never learned that what I'm looking for, happiness, cannot be found. Happiness seeks you when you lose your life and live for other people. I've never learned that. Matthew 10:39 says, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. I've never learned that word lose means to beat and annihilate yourself. He that loseth or beats or annihilates his life for my sake shall find it. You see, I've never learned that you're supposed to lose your life, not find it. I've been taught by humanistic schools and society that I need to find myself. So I live for me. I am the most miserable person in the world. Let's pray. Father, please, I ask the Lord, you could please use the truth tonight.